Hi, everyone, and welcome to On the Market. I'm your host, Dave Meyer. And today I am joined by James Daynard, Kathy Fecky, and Henry Washington. And we're going to be talking about our own investing journey. On the show, of course, we always are trying to help you make informed decisions about your investing portfolio. And today we thought it would be helpful to just share a little bit about what we've been doing early in 2024 so you can learn from our efforts, our mistakes, our successes, and all of that. We also want to show you that even though we are mostly on this show, on this podcast, talking about economics, about data, about news, we want to show you that we are actually using the information that we talk about here to make real-time investments, real-time decisions about our portfolio. So hopefully you can learn how we actually apply some of the market data that we're always talking about here to our own personal portfolios. So Henry, I'd love to just start with you. How has the beginning of 2024 been going for you?
It's been pretty good, man. I like to, take what the defense gives me in terms of my investing style. And right now, there's still limited competition because interest rates have remained pretty steady where they are. And that's keeping some people out of the game, which is allowing me to get really, really good deals. And so I'm buying it at a fairly deep discount when I'm acquiring properties. Sometimes that means I'll get cash flow from day one. Sometimes it means I still may not, but I'm going to walk into a lot of equity. And so I'm able to strengthen my net worth and essentially my cash position because I'm able to take lines of credit out on the equity that we're buying.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start. And we are going to get into individual deals from each of our panelists and myself in just a little bit. We'll each talk about a deal that we've done recently or are about to do, and we'll get specific about how each deal is pulled off. But first, Kathy, I want to hear how you've been doing so far this year.
Yeah, we have been busy. We have two syndications that we've been raising money for. I'll talk a little bit about how we're doing it. It's an option on land, so we don't really even have to pay for the land till later. So that's been great. And then just like Henry said, there's lots of deals opportunity out there. There's still a lot of fear. And of course, interest rates are still high. So that means opportunity.
Well, I want to talk to you about syndications because I've been hearing a lot of news recently about syndication performance. So we'll get into that a little bit. James, let's start with you. Let's dig into your first deal. So tell me how things are going in an overall trend for your business. And then tell me about the most recent deal you've done.
Yeah, the 2024 so far has been busy. I think it's the redemption year. 2023 was a lot of loading, pivoting, and we're going to 2024, which is the year of the dispo for us. We have like $16 to $17 million in our pipeline that will be get up for sale in the next 6 months. So a lot of properties getting sold. But the deal that I'm most excited about and what I'm doing right now that I'm the most excited about is our JV partnership deals now that we're doing with contractors locally in our backyard in Seattle or across the nation. Because it's so busy in 2024, I mean, we're buying apartments, we're buying development, we're buying flips. I need more time. And so I'm really focusing on systemizing the investment engines that can free up more time. So what we did is we started bringing in our seasoned contractors that we've worked with for over 5 years. And now we are making them equity partners in deals to where it now creates an environment to where I don't have to go to the site as much as I typically do. And so the deal I want to kind of highlight, because this is it was a great purchase, great experience so far, is a property we bought in West Seattle. We paid $740,000 for this property. We bought it on market. No one wanted it. It was a massive fixer to where we had to rebuild the whole thing, including the foundation, relay out the whole house, a very studs out renovation. And because it was a big fixer, there's not a lot of demand right now because people are still a little freaked out by permit timelines and costs. At the time, I was really, really busy. And I was like, man, I don't want to take on this project. This requires about 20 to 30 job sites for me during the duration of this project. And so instead, I brought in a contractor partner where we paid $740,000. He gave me a fixed bid at $310,000. And we are targeting an exit price or just listed at $1.75 million. There's a huge swing. And so how we did this structure, and I only had to go to this property three times over the duration of a 12-month construction project. And so what we did is we said, how do we free up more time? We brought in a contractor partner. They can really manage the site. He's got invested. We cut him into the equity of the deal. So now our contractors that are seasoned make 30% of our net profit by running that job site. But we structured it in a different way as a developer to where it's really not costing us any money. So on these properties, we secure the deal, we fee it, we take a $21,000 3% acquisition fee on it. We make a 3% disposition fee when we sell the property. And so by creating these fees and structuring the deal, we sourced the deal, we packaged it, we gave it to the contractor. We are able to charge developer fees during this time. We then came up with the down payment for the property, all cash required. And we are going to make over $264,000 on our equity split. In addition to, we are making $66,000 in development fees, which is going to be a net profit of $320,000. And I only had to source the deal, find the contractor, pair him with it. And then all I had to do is wire out about $210,000 in the deal. So we're making over 100% return in a 12-month period without having to do the work. So this is the year I'm trying to figure out how to package deals, bring in the right partners, make it rain on it, and then just let everybody do their jobs and collect some more passive income. So I am going after time in 2024.
Just sprinkle some money on it and then watch it go.
So James, just to make sure everyone understands this. So basically what you did is you went and found a property, you identified the property, you purchased it for $740,000. Then the contractor gave a fixed bid for $310,000. So you still paid the contractor their normal fee. Is that right? Like the normal rehab cost. And then on top of that, the contractor had the opportunity to earn an equity split. Is that the correct structure?
Yeah. So the contractor is still getting paid his normal quote. And we fixed it. And what's happened is by giving them equity, they have ownership in the project where he is there all the time. And what we've learned on this project is the timeline to finish was reduced by almost 20 to 25%. Wow. We picked up almost 3 months on our construction by having invested in the deal. In addition to our change orders amount percentage wise went down by nearly 50% because, again, he's vested in the deal. So he gave us a lot better pricing on his change orders. And what we found is if we're bringing people in, we can structure it in a way that we can make the same amount of money, make it an added benefit to our contractor and our partners. And so it's a win-win across the board. And it frees up that time to where everyone's winning, everyone's celebrating a big win, and there's more accountability on the job site, which you always want when you're facilitating a large construction project.
Yeah, we've done a few of these as well. And I'm just curious, James, on your deal, with the amount of equity that you're giving, is it equivalent to had the project gone 3 months longer? Are you kind of coming out the same either way because you're giving them that 30%?
So yes, when we ran our performas and our math, we were actually coming out even better when we first performed the deal. Now, the one benefit to the contractors is they're vested in it. We got a kicker on this. The market actually appreciated. Our target performa price was 1.55. We listed for 200 grand higher.
Wow.
And so now he gets skin in the game for the upside. And so, yes, would I maybe rethought it a little bit if I thought I was selling for 1.75? Maybe. But at the end of the day, I want him to get paid. It's a win for him. And now I have a loyal partner that I can build this out and systemize it for the next 5 to 10 years.
Wow. That's a killer deal, man. I want to see this property. I have family in West Seattle. I want to see what you did.
Oh, I'll send it to you. It's a gorgeous property. But I will say this freaked out everybody in the market. And that was the benefit of bringing him in. By him being there every day, working with the permit teams, working with the city, it got done faster. Mm-hmm. And so even though it was a massive project, bringing him in as a resource made it not so scary.
Dude, that's a great deal. Congratulations on that one.
Well, it's got to sell. It's got to sell first.
Great.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. So it's listed at 1.75, but how long has it been listed for?
It's been on for about a week, but we have two very serious people on it right now.
Awesome. Good to hear. All right, we've heard about James's incredible deal now, and we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm actually going to share my deal with you, and then we'll get to Kathy's and Henry's after the quick break.
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages. Until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right. Get high-quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
Buy low, sell high. Very easy to say, but not always so easy to do. For example, high interest rates are hurting the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices in a lot of markets are falling, even for many of the best assets. So it's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/pockets. Fundrise.com/pockets. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Welcome back to On the Market. All right, well, I'm going to go next and I'll tell you guys a little bit about a deal I just did a couple weeks ago. If you listen to the show, you probably know that I have refrained from buying direct real estate for like 3 years now. And my goal in 2024 was to stop just doing syndications and funds and buy some actual rental properties. And so I did that in Southern Michigan. And I'm not really sure what to do with this deal, so I could use all of your input here. So I bought it. It's relatively inexpensive. It's $250,000. And I bought this place. It cash flows a little bit, like 2 or 3%. But it's in this amazing, I would say, A-plus location. Like, couldn't get any better location. And it's zoned very favorably. So it has mixed use and commercial zoning. So you could build a much bigger property on it. It is a duplex right now. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do with it. This is a market I'm still learning. I feel like I know that this is a good spot, but I guess I kind of have three options. The first is to like renovate the property now. It's an older house and try and increase that cash flow. I could redevelopment, like scrap the house and do like a build to rent. And I've talked to some people there who are doing that successfully. Or I could just add an ADU because that's allowed too, and to add some cash flow in the form of the ADU. So I'm happy I locked this thing down, but I'm not sure quite what the operating plan is going to be. So if you guys have any feedback or ideas, I'd be eager to hear it.
Oh, I'd like to recommend a book called Start with Strategy. It's really good. Yeah.
Did you guys see this giant version of the book that they just gave me? I got this yesterday.
That's awesome.
If you guys don't know, I wrote a book called Start with Strategy that teaches you how to make these decisions. But if you're not watching on YouTube, the Bigger Pockets publishing team sent me, it must be a 2-foot-tall version of the book that is now sitting behind my head. But, you know, I know Henry and James, you guys go through these kinds of decisions a lot where you buy a property that has multiple exit strategies. What would you do to sort of think through this situation?
I can tell you, for me, it would be about what are my long-term financial goals, right? So if the goal is long-term wealth building and I don't need capital or cash sooner than later, then I'm probably going to go for what's the highest and best use of that land. And if that's new construction, then I would at least do enough due diligence to figure out what's that going to cost me? How long is it going to take before I get start making money or start to see a return on the money that I had to put into the deal? And then I would compare that to what is the return if I leave the structure, update it a little bit, and then build an ADU in the back in terms of, okay, how long is that going to take me to start getting return? What's the total return I can get there? And then I would make a decision based on what those financial goals are. If I'm in a spot where I need cash sooner than later, I would probably take the shorter exit. And if I was at a point where I can leave money there longer, then obviously the highest and best use is the best case scenario there.
Yeah, one thing to think about, and I love when you can buy product in a Class A neighborhood that's zoned correctly and it's zoned for upside. And the fact that you're an A-plus neighborhood with commercial, that's a good buy to keep for until it hits that next building boom. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what I've noticed in areas that are transitioning up or that are growing is you kind of wait until it hits that spike or that hockey stick before you actually put a shovel in the dirt. Because right now, like I was just looking, it's about 110 to 120 bucks a square foot to build something in your backyard, an ADU. And if it's smaller, it might even cost a little bit more. And so you want to, anytime you're looking at developing your property, you want to run, okay, what is my total all-in cost to do this? What's the price per square foot? What do I need to build? What would a loan balance be on even if you left 20% in the property? And then look at what is that annual cash flow? Your annual cash flow divided by the cash in, and that will tell you whether you should build it today or even later down the road. Many times, if I'm not experienced in an area to build, I'll look at just kind of planning it, developing it, and then letting an expert in the area buy it because they'll pay me a premium and then reload it into a property to maybe it's already an established rental and you don't have to go through the headache of building it. Because when you build it, you got 12 months of dead time on your money. You're spending money without making cash flow. And so, you know, really, I would look at those things in if it's zoned for an ADU today, which is a little bit different because commercial, it could get even better as density increases. And so I would wait on the development and then just kind of land bank this one. A-plus neighborhood, commercial upside, modest cash flow. I'd want to know what modest cash flow means, but it's, you know, bank it for later and then trade it for something bigger.
100%. I couldn't agree more. You're so far away, Dave, trying to manage, you know, development. I would get as much cash flow out of it now, holding it, just basically land banking with some cash flow.
I just want to be cool like you guys. You guys are all doing this cool, fun development stuff. I'm just trying to keep up with you all. No, I think that that's probably what I'll do, because especially because it's a new market for me and I don't really even know the right people to work with. And so I'll probably start testing teams with smaller renovation before I redevelop something. But I feel very confident that the area is going to continue to improve and the zoning is very positive. So I think I'll follow your advice unless Henry tells me to do something totally different.
No. I think you've got the right strategy. What I wanted to highlight for people is what's important here is that you bought something that works as it sits. And then if you want to add to that deal by developing something in the backyard or tearing it down and rebuilding, like you're not married to having to do those things in order to make money. And a lot of new investors, they'll go out looking for deals. They can't find a deal. And they're like, well, I'll just go make a deal. And then they buy something and they decide they want to, that they're going to have to do some sort of new development to get a return on their investment. And then they get down that road and realize, man, this is more expensive and more costly and more time consuming. And it's going to take me 3 years before I start to see some upside. And so you could just get yourself in some trouble. So I only like to do strategies like this when I buy a property that works as it sits. Because that way, if you decide, you know what, I don't want to do any of this, you're still making money.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, thanks, guys. I'm excited. I'll let you know how it goes. Kathy, speaking of cool stuff to be doing, tell us about this deal. It sounds very exciting.
Well, I've been partnering with a 40-year veteran real estate developer for 15 years now. We've done over 14 syndications, and this year we've done two. We didn't do anything for the last 3 or 4 years because land prices were just too high and there wasn't the kind of distress that you need to see to be able to pick up land at a good price. And that is happening now. That's one of the effects of high interest rates is it's really hard to develop. It's very expensive to develop. And then land costs were high. So like, how are you going to make money? And many people just stop their projects. They can't make it pencil today with the high interest rates. So again, that's a bummer, but also an opportunity. In this case, we're back in business because you've got people who did buy the land, can't do anything with it and are willing to negotiate and come up with some really cool strategies. So, it started with Klamath Falls, the city of Klamath Falls. They need new housing. This is in Oregon. There is an Air Force base there and they're increasing the F-15 fighter pilot program there. So, high paid jobs coming in and not enough housing. So the city of Klamath Falls actually reached out to us because they saw some of our other subdivisions and wanted us to come up there, find some land and bring on new housing. It's a problem everywhere, especially small towns, because small towns don't have a lot of action. There's not a lot of builders there. So he went and looked at all the different land and he found one farmer basically who had bought land in 2010 for super cheap, did all the horizontal to construction. That is super important to know, to your point, Dave, that development has enormous risk. And the risk starts with raw land. Like, what are you going to do with raw land? You need to get entitlements. So entitlement risk is the biggest risk in development because you have to have the city approve it. In this case, the city wants us to do it. The land's already entitled because the farmer went through that risk, years ago. The next risk is horizontal development. That's where you got to get people forget about this. You got to get the water in, this sewer. You've got to bring in utilities and roads and sidewalks and all the things that the city want you to build when you're bringing in a project. So that's enormous cost because you got to buy the land and then you got to pay for all of that. And when it's rural, like this is, these are half acre lots overlooking a lake. It's super expensive. This would be like $12 million or something just to buy the land and then do that. So the farmer already did that, but he didn't know the last piece, which is how to sell homes. He's a farmer. So basically, my partner Fred went in, negotiated with him, said, look, we will option, we'll give you $1 million now for an option payment, which means that, and then that with a close date of 2 years from now, so you get this option payment and we're going to pay you the rest over time. And we're going to get these lots for $60,000. It would cost $100,000 just to finish the lot. Like I said, to bring in the roads and utilities, about $115,000. So we're getting the lot for half the price that it would cost just for the horizontal construction. And we don't even have to pay for the land until we've built the house and we have an end buyer. And at the closing table, then we pay the farmer. So for him, it's great because he doesn't know what to do with this land. It's hard to just sell lots to just anybody. A homeowner doesn't want to come in and figure all that out. This type of option is so powerful in situations where there's distress, where they don't, kind of know what to do with the property. You don't have to pay for it until you've improved the land.
That's amazing. Wow. Sounds like an incredible deal. So what do you do from here? Like, are you going and raising a fund to build all of the homes? Are you selling off the individual homes ahead of time? Yeah. Or how is it going to work?
Yeah, we're just raising $4 million for this syndication. And that's enough to give him that $1 million option payment. This is like the lowest risk development deal we've done in 14 years. So we are giving them that option. And then with the remaining money, we are building 4 model homes to show, buyers what they're going to get. And then have enough money left over to be able to build their homes. The biggest reason that syndications or developments fail is because of loans, construction loans or bank loans that they want their money. And if you can't pay it, they take the land. Like that's the trouble that people are in when it comes to loans. But on this, we're not getting loans. the buyers getting the loan. We're just raising enough money to be able to build the model homes and build the, you know, like five spec homes for people who would come in and want to own.
I love that cities pick up the bat phone, call Kathy to build towns. Hey Kathy, we need some housing. Will you come build a bunch of properties for us? That's a great position to be in. Anytime you have a city welcoming you in to build, that's amazing. And I love this deal because terms are key to real estate. It's not just purchase price. It's not just debt. It's how are you structuring the deal? The entitlement game is a great investment business, but it, like Kathy said, it's very risky. There's a lot of unknowns. Utilities can cost money that you didn't even know could cost. And the fact that you're buying this at 50%, you're buying this below replacement cost, 50% below, just to improve it, costs $120,000. That's how you stay safe in a flat market or even a market that could be changing. If you are below replacement cost, it is a safe in strategy on a long-term basis almost always, because eventually markets go up and down, and as long as your basis is right, it will recapture and build back up. I think this is a great deal, and it really comes down to terms. 2-year close, put some money in the guy's pocket now, and then pay him when it's all done is the best way you can structure a property.
And you kind of have to know what they want. So in this case, he's a really successful farmer, right? But he's not a developer. So this is just kind of a pain. Like, he doesn't need the money now. Do you know what I mean? So like you said, James, like, he gets some now just to know that the deal is real. But I think in his case, his motivation is for it to be a success. You know, he doesn't want to have spent all this money and have a failed project. He wants it to be beautiful. And we could do that for him. So again, you just kind of find out what the seller really wants.
So Kathy has officially won Deal Flow, the Deal Flow Award, by having the city call her and ask her to build a subdivision. That's pretty much as good as it gets, but obviously the product of having a great reputation and a lot of experience. So that sounds super cool, Kathy. We got one more deal for you, so make sure to stick around because this one is really good.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And it's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Welcome back to the show. All right, Henry, tell us about your most recent deal in, I assume it's in Arkansas?
Yes, sir. Right here in Northwest Arkansas. And it's just a flip, guys. Just a little base hit flip. So this property came to me off market through some direct mail marketing. And it was a landlord who built the house, and he built it to move into, and then found a house on the lake instead and said, you know what, I'll just make this a rental. And pretty much had the same tenants for like 20 some odd years. And he's just ready to get out of the business.
The house is in a lot of distress.
So like I said at the top of the show, the opportunity to find great deals is really out there. This is somebody that we've marketed to for a little while. We're finally able to get a deal done. This is a property we paid $97,000 for it. And it needs about a $60,000 renovation. So it does need some larger infrastructure items. It needs an HVAC. It needs a roof. It needs a new septic system as well. And so there's some large ticket items and then some cosmetic work on the inside. But the plan is to sell this property for $280,000. And so when you run those numbers, we're going to make about an $80,000 to $85,000 profit for doing a standard run of the mill flip. Now, why I highlighted this deal is because it's one of my favorite plays, not because it's a flip that we're going to make a decent amount of money on, but the property came with an extra lot next door. And so we've been marketing to homeowners who have property that are on larger lots or additional lots intentionally, because what happens a lot of the time is you're able to get those lots pretty much for free. And that's really what happened here. He was like, just give me a price for everything. So I ran my numbers strictly based on the house and not the lot next door. I made my offer based on the house, and it came with the lot next door. And so that gives me some options. Again, just like what we highlighted about your deal, is it worked with just the main function or the main structure. And this is the same thing. Obviously, it'll work just flipping the house, and it gives us options with the lot. So I can take that lot and I can turn around and sell that lot to a developer for 15 grand, and I can add that 15 grand to my net profit and make this $100,000 flip. Or I can take that lot and use it as collateral on a construction loan and then build a new construction rental property so I can build to rent. And so in that scenario, essentially my flip that I got into with, I think I put like $6,000 down. So my flip that I got into with $6,000 down is going to pay me 85 grand. And then I sit here with the rental property that I'll get to own forever and ever, amen, without having to put much into it at all. And so a flip gets me a rental, or a flip makes me 80 grand, and I'm good with either way, but I have options.
I love this so much. And, you know, going back to start with strategy and what we were talking about and what's the ultimate goal. You know, Henry, you were saying one of the things you're focusing on is building your net worth. And that's a huge build to your net worth. You don't have partners. You know, the things that James and I were just talking about is we do have partners, and we're giving away a lot to that partner. In our case, to the investors, we're giving 12.5% preferred return plus profit at the end. And if the project is delayed in any way, it comes out of our project and we could end up, you know, as the operators and developers with nothing, it all goes to the investor. I was going to say to Dave on his, he could bring in a partner, but then at the end of the day, you're splitting. And sometimes that works great. But in this case, that's fulfilling your strategy, which is to build your net worth. And I love it. And people don't always pay attention. People running around saying, I have 10,000 doors. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have a,
you don't.
You got 5% of 10,000 doors.
Yeah. Or 1%. You know?
Yeah, I love that everyone, they're like, oh, I need more doors. I need more doors. And we, granted, we do buy apartments. We do scale and grow. But I think balance is so key. And I love when I hear investors go, I'm going to get into syndicating, and they're getting going and they have these high expectations for growth. And syndications are great for passive income, but nothing moves the needle like a BRRRR property.
Yeah.
You create equity that is yours that you can use like a bank account whenever you want, wherever you want, and structure it in ways that you don't even have to pay taxes on. I'm a firm believer BRRRR properties are the fertilizer of your portfolio. They grow, they give you equity, and then they allow you to trade it later. And even today, when people are like, oh, you're doing all these big deals, I still love me a single family BRRRR property. I will go buy that. And, you know, I think what is cool that we're seeing right now is everyone's doing different deals. And I think that's been the question. So what kind of deals are you doing in 2024? We're doing good ones. It doesn't matter if it's development, right. Doesn't matter if it's BRRRR, it flips. We will do anything across the board. And it's not the year of buying rentals or buying flips or it's buying a good deal.
Yeah.
As long as it checks out all the way across the board, buy it. And that's the cool thing is there is deals out there. We're looking at development, BRRRR properties, big flips, passive flips, duplexes with up zone, and they're all good buys.
And I just want to add one thing is like really knowing the distinction between your job and your investment. So the deal I just talked about, we're building homes. This is not an investment for me. It is for our investors. They're investing. But for me, it's a job because I'm not holding these homes and I'm just making earned income. Just like when you flip homes, you're making earned income. But when you do a BRRRR, you are holding that. This is your investment. And I think people get confused about that too, which is which. So, you know, which is your business, your job, which is your investment? And make sure, especially in your tax planning and your, again, starting with strategy, really knowing what's the end game here, a lot of your earned income should be going into those BRRRRs and into those long-term holds and those long-term investments.
Well said. I love that, Kathy.
I do want to mention that I may also have a secret sub-plan for this deal, and that is... the community with which I bought this property is a community that has several amenities like country clubs that you get to be a member of as long as you're part of the POA.
Ooh, and in order
to be a member of the POA, you have to own property. And so I think I'm leaning towards the plan of either building a rental property or just sitting on that vacant lot forever and ever so that I can play golf.
I love benefits.
So this is a golf strategy.
So it's a golf play, even if I never do anything with that lot.
Yeah. No, that's real good.
Yes.
I love it. I was already thinking, Henry, what a smart idea to market to people with those extra lots. Like you said, it works well. And then you have this kicker, but then you just save the best kicker for last, which is your personal fulfillment and enjoyment, which is why we all invest in real estate in the first place. So bravo.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like everyone's doing really well. I really enjoyed hearing what you guys were up to. These all sound like really good deals. I would love to hear from all of you if you like this format of show. You know, we do spend a lot of time on the show talking about economics, talking about what the Fed's doing, about some of the things that are really out of our hands. But we also want you guys to know that we, all four of us, are using the information that we talk about on the show to inform our own decision making, and we're putting it into practice. And so we wanted to show how we are, you know, literally putting our money where our mouth is and doing the things that we talk about here on the show. If you like this kind of format, please let us know. You can always find us on Instagram. Our handles will all be in the show description below, or on Bigger Pockets. You can always find us there. So thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you real soon for the next episode of On the Market.
On the Market was created by me, Dave Meyer, and Kalen Bennett. The show is produced by Kalen Bennett with editing by Exodus Media. Copywriting is by Calico Content, and we want to extend a big thank you to everyone at Bigger Pockets for making this show possible.
The housing market is changing, and finding your way right now can be a bit tricky. There are rate shifts, there are confusing headlines, but At the end of the day, your goal hasn't changed. You probably still want financial freedom as much as ever. Well, the good thing is that experienced investors know it's not about trying to time the market. It's about the amount of time you have in the market. And if you're ready to get into real estate investing game, you can still do that. Or you can take your game to the next level by finding an investor-friendly agent. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in just a few minutes. You head over to biggerpockets.com/deals, enter in some details about what you want, where you want to buy, and boom, you instantly get matched with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. This free resource is only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today.
The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all hosts and participant opinions are their own. Investments in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose. BiggerPockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.